Okay, let's spend the next 5 to 10 minutes to talk about tariff. Okay. I think a lot of people have been talking about this. Should I buy now? I'm confused. Should I sell now? What's next? What is wrong with this tariff? How will this tariff affect the Singapore economy? Is this tariff like fear mongering the people? You know, is it not that are serious, but the government keeps saying that it's very serious. Well, you see, I'm so anxious to do the video, I didn't have to pick up my safety belt. Okay, I need to complete this part. I need to go and fetch my my daughter already. Okay, so let's talk about tariff. What is, who should be afraid of tariff? Okay, I think first of all, the tariff is definitely going to affect people. Okay, to what extent, to a high extent, low extent, we don't know. We don't know, but so far, if you look at the charts, overall, Singapore is the lowest. Okay, that's number one. Yeah. I know y'all will be saying the error is not about being lowest or highest. It's about the problems and the fear. And because we are an export-import hub, our port and people got to send things in and all these things is an overall world thing. I do agree. But first of all, let's recognize first is that we are the lowest, okay, that's number one. Number two, you have to ask yourself in a very micro factor, your current job, is it heavily reliance or heavily affected by these tariff problems? Because to be frank, there is some occupation or some businesses that has really nothing to do with this tariff. I do understand that the overall economy may come down and all these things, but isn't this like up and down, you know? It's life, lah. You know, we cannot expect everything to keep going up every day. And how many downs have you gone through? You know, I think we've gone through so many different kind of recession. So I think, first of all, we also gone through COVID. Okay, so first of all, there is people that will be heavily affected. There's people that also not heavily affected. So I feel that as a person or as a home buyer, as a home owner, I need to ask myself is that, am I at the mercy of this tariff to what extent? That's number one. That's what I feel, okay? Number one. Number two, I feel that everybody should relook into their investment plan. Because first of all, is your investment plan a very short-term investment plan? That is why, even before this thing happened, right? Okay, I will review. Is that I always tell my buyers, as well as people that call me for a consultation is that you want to make a new launch investment, right? Don't keep thinking about flipping immediately once it TOP. Don't look at the short-term horizon. Because in today's new launch environment as well as the world environment, I will feel that it's safer to look at a longer perspective. And this boils back down to the resale segment. Because a lot of people that don't want to look long-term, they will go and buy the resale segment. But you see, if you look at the resale segment, people are saying that, okay, Aaron, SSD 3 years, then I can sell already, I can rent for 3 years. Okay, these are called short-term perspective. Yes, I do agree that you can look at a short-term perspective comparing resale to new launch. Resale is definitely safer in a short-term perspective because you have renter, you SSD only 3 years, and your entry price is also not that high. But new launch, my advice is always look at the longer perspective. Make sure you got holding power. Okay, so if you already buy and you don't have holding power, then too late lah, because you didn't engage me, man. I told you, right, to engage me. Engage me new launch is free, man. You don't believe, you see? Okay, so the next one is resale. Resale, yes, correct. You have 3 years SSD only, you have renter, but still, I will say that in any of the property investment, my fundamentals stays.
Okay, if you watch you here, right, please help me hit the like button. It takes only 1 second for you to hit the like button, but it takes me a lot of effort just to make one video, okay? Thank you.
Property is not something that you play like your stock and shares where you flip, your forex where you flip and flip and flip and flip and flip, and then you earn the money, the gap of it, you know? I feel that property is like holding on to an asset. It's like me buying gold. why did I decide to put my money into gold is because I want something that is more long-term perspective. And I feel that at the moment, property investment is safe if you look at a long-term perspective. Okay, when I say long-term perspective, I want to correct myself just in case people misunderstand what I say is that long-term perspective is 5 to 10 years. Okay, 5 to 10 years. I don't agree with forever perspective or what your dollar averaging. That's not the perspective that you should have in your property market. Okay, in your property market is 5 to 10 years. To me, that's long-term. Short-term is those people that are looking to flip like 3 years, 2 years, 4 years. Okay, so to me, 5 to 10 years is long-term perspective. Anything more than 10 years, I feel that if you are buying new launch, you are the first owner, okay. I feel that yes, you can do that. If you are buying a resale condo and you want to look at 10 to 20 years, then you have to go back down to a lot of statistics like the age of the property that you're buying, what will happen later and so, blah, blah, blah. What are you buying at what price and whatsoever. So again, I hope this short 1 to 2 minutes explanation can help you. So the next thing, I think that the third thing that I feel that should look out for is what are you currently holding on to? I feel that this is like a basic advice, but many people may have forgotten the advice. Are you over leveraging? Are you buying something above your ability? Are you buying something that is not so good? Or are you holding on to a property that is not so good? Okay, so what I want to explain this is that in the recent videos, we talk about people stuck, people cannot sell their property, the property very lousy, sell also nobody want, one better, lousy location, whatsoever. I feel that a lot of people got this concept is I hold, never mind, just hold on, I hold and rent, I don't lose money, I don't sell, I don't lose money. One day it may become better. If you hold on to a lousy property and it's not making money, my advice is it will not become better. And when the recession comes, or maybe it gets older and older, it only get worse. Or maybe it's just stagnant. You don't get anything out of it. It just stays there. And the problem become bigger and bigger. When the property become older, yes, your price may stay there. But the difficulty in selling is higher because your property is older now. You need renovation already. And your property is older. It's not that attractive anymore. So all this will actually build up in the difficulty in selling. You may not lose money. I agree. You may not see a loss in income. I do agree. So you say, Aaron, holding is okay. No, not true. Because if you're holding on to a lousy property today and in recession, you will see more difficulty in selling. So if you're holding to a lousy property and you need to move on, do not have the concept that you just keep holding until one day the economy become better and then you can sell. Because to me, a shit is a shit. A lousy property is a lousy property. No matter whether the property market is good or no good, your property is lousy means it's lousy. Okay? You want property market to go hit the bull again, have a bull market, whatsoever, fly to the sky. Yeah, you wait for another COVID. COVID 2.0, then maybe it will happen. Okay, so I don't want to be sarcastic, but this is the fact, this is the truth. I've seen a lot of people suffer because of this problem. I've seen a lot of people that get into this problem, couldn't get out of this problem. Every 3 to 4 years, they will call me and review on this problem and they are always stuck. It's a mindset issue. It's a mindset issue, okay? So for these three factors, I feel that you should consider because we may be entering a next phase of the difference in the world economy and the next phase of era. So again, if you need a house, buy. It's very direct. You need a house, buy. You need a place, buy. You have the money, you have the buying power, you feel that you are not the people that will get affected the most in this tariff war, buy. Why? Very simple. I will say that today in Singapore, we have to recognize that as a Singaporean, as this country, Singapore, I haven't seen any factors that will cause our country to fall in a big extent. So I feel that we are still very safe. So we don't need to worry. So I may be wrong, you want to correct me or whatsoever, you know, you don't agree, so be it. But I still feel that as a Singaporean in Singapore, when this thing happens, yes, we may not perform that well, but we are still a strong country. We have good governance. You know, I don't care if election is coming or not. Till date, whatever that I've seen that has been done in the property market and the economy, I am glad that I'm a Singaporean. I'm happy to be here. I benefited from it. So I feel that we still have a very strong economy. We still have a very strong country. You want property price to drop as a whole in Singapore, where majority of the owners are Singaporeans and not foreigners, it's very tough for our Singapore property market to fall. And do not forget that we already have a lot of stopgate to actually, like for example, SSD 3-year, ABSD, all these things, all these floodgates that is stopping our property market price to go up. When our property market is not doing well enough, all these floodgates can open and we can invite more buying power into our country. But at the moment, there's no need to do all these things. That is why all this floodgate is closed. So we need to understand this first. But always, when you decide to buy something, go back to the first three factor that I share with you. Because I feel that the first three factor, right, after you review the first three factor, you can determine your conclusion. What you should buy? Should you buy now? Do you have the ability to upgrade at this moment? Because this is a long-term plan. And I know that in recession, people talk about, well, I want to wait for the lowest point. I want to wait for the price to drop and whatsoever. I can only tell you that this waiting for price to drop in Singapore at the current market situation, I think is very difficult. Maybe when we see recession hit the lowest point, hit the worst point, then maybe 1 year later, you will see price drop. Where will that come? I don't foresee it coming in the next 1 to 2 years, because even if something big happened, Singaporeans have holding power. That's all I can tell you. Singaporeans have holding power. They will tahan, and then they will wait maybe another 6 to 1 year before something happened, and that is easily end of next year already. Okay, so that's just my perspective, whether you see it or not, believe it or not. I just hope that I can do a video to clear your doubt and help you in your property decision, because I feel that today we are not playing with fire. You are not like a investor that you buy like 20 units or 10 units or 5 units and you scared the property market drop. Because a lot of Singaporean buyers, we are buying for own stay. Even if we are investing, buying another one, we have the money. We are either decoupled already, we have the money to play with, or we have a place to stay. That's why we can buy a bigger one to invest, you know. So with all these rules and regulation governing the way we purchase our property, we are pretty in a very safe environment. So just need to know that, like I said in the first three factor, do not overload yourself. Know how much your occupation is going to be affected by this tariff. Okay? So that's it. Hit the like button, subscribe button. I'll see you in the next episode. And I will try to do more videos. I'm pretty busy. I will try my best. Very best. I promise you guys. Okay? Remember to hit the like button. Thank you and bye-bye.